Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I am constantly amazed and considerably disturbed when I hear or read from some charismatic who says, "The Lord spoke to me this morning." One example will have to suffice. Jack Deere's book, Surprised by the Voice of God, How God Speaks Today Through Prophecies, Dreams, and Visions, makes an effort to convince his readers that God speaks today as he spoke to the apostles and prophets in New Testament times. If he does, we do not need the Bible as our guide. Besides, the words of the Lord, at least some of them, should be included in the Bible. But as much as it troubles me to have to say this, the Lord does not speak to man today except through the all-sufficient Word. The Bible is all the information about God and His will that we need. It was a different matter in the days of Moses and of the prophets. They did not have all the written revelation they needed, so God kept on providing new information for them. Moses reminded his fellow Jews of God's gracious provisions for their lives. "The Lord spoke unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no likeness, only you heard a voice." Deuteronomy 4:12. God gave the Jews information they could not have gotten anywhere else. As they were standing under the mountain burned with fire under the midst of the heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. The Lord spoke out of the fire. The Jews heard the voice of the words. How could they have been deceived or mistaken? They knew they were hearing the very voice of God Almighty. If they had not heard when Moses said they did, they would have refuted what he said. But they heard the very words of the God of heaven. They could not have been mistaken. While Moses and the Jews heard the very voice of God, they did not see his likeness. In other words, they were not permitted to see God. If they had seen him, they could not have lived. But they had every reason to believe they were hearing the words of God. What earthly power could have produced the fire, the clouds, the thick darkness, and other phenomena which accompanied the Lord speaking? Could they ever forget what they saw and heard? Tragically, the answer is yes. They not only could forget, they actually did forget. At least, they did not heed what God had told them. I cannot explain such wanton disregard for God's law, but I know it happens in every generation. When God spoke to the Israelites from Mount Sinai, he declared unto them his covenant. The covenant was God's special arrangement for the Jewish nation. He gave it for their benefit and for his glory. He commanded them to perform it and gave them good reasons why they should observe it. If they kept his covenant, they would be blessed far beyond their imagination. If they disobeyed and turned to idolatry, they would cease to be his people, and he would cease to be their God. The books of the Old Testament tell us of the Jews' rebellion and disobedience. It tells us of Israel's demise because of their unfaithfulness. Can we not learn from the Jews' disregard for God's will? The law of God, which contained the Ten Commandments, was given to Jews and to Jews alone. The Ten Commandments were never given to Gentiles, although some Gentiles chose to become Jewish proselytes. The following verse shows conclusively that the law was given to Jews, not to Gentiles. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. Deuteronomy 5:2-3. Why do you suppose Moses used the word us so often? He was telling the Jews and all others that the Jewish covenant was made with the Jews. It did not apply to Gentiles. Now it does not apply to anyone. We are under the law of Christ. Thank you, and may God bless you.